It was like they could call him anything they wanted. The guineas posing in their expensive clothes, talking with their hands. Even if they said he could be a made guy, one of them, he would never belong to them. When the phone rang, he'd been trying to figure out why he drank so much. He was thinking now as he began to picture a young girl in the hotel room in Detroit. He drank because he needed to drink. When the girl opened the door, she didn't seem scared at all. She was about 18, maybe, wearing a robe, with long blonde hair down over her shoulders like a little girl. Except her expression wasn't a little girl's. The old man they called Papa. He stood at the room service table with a bath towel wrapped high around his waist. Now a shower was turned on. The girl giving him privacy. Papa? The old man looked up, surprised and then frowning with windows in his eyes. The same way he had looked when a government commission, the one investigating organized crime in Canada, asked him what he did for a living, and the old man said he was in the pepperoni business. He sold it to places they made pizza. The blackbird watched the old man staring at the beginning of Ontario, reaching out beyond the city and across open land to the sky. You know Walpole Island, Papa? It's an Indian reserve where